The annual report from UW-Madison's Institute for Research on Poverty finds the state economy is slowly recovering from the recession. Institute Director Timothy Smeeting says new jobs created since the recession have replaced about half of the 150,000 jobs the state lost between 2007 and 2009.
The good news is, for the very first time statewide, poverty is starting to fall because of higher earnings, not because of higher benefits from programs. That's what we want to see.
But Smeeting says the bad news is that a lot of the jobs that have been created don't pay a living wage, especially in parts of Milwaukee, Dane, and 10 counties in the northwestern corner of the state. Poverty rates in those pockets range from 4% to 30% higher than the state as a whole. He says there are more jobs for people with advanced degrees, but
we've not done so well for people with high school degree or less. And those who are working now are working part-time at low wages. Until we get better jobs, more jobs and better jobs, and tighten up the labor market, we are going to still need our safety net.
That safety net, according to Smeeting, includes the food stamp or SNAP program and the earned income tax credit for low-income workers. He says those two programs have worked well in Wisconsin to keep poverty rates lower than they would be otherwise.
Our state has won awards for getting benefits to people, this is the SNAP program, when they needed it, and take them away when their earnings recover. This is the safety net we need. It's not a hammock. It's $29 a week total for food.
He says the SNAP program has proved especially effective for senior citizens and children. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.